Hello and welcome from wherever in the world you are. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. So this is a very odd title to today's podcast, Mimosa, Magnolia, and Monkeys. How could these possibly go together? So let me tell you. I had the opportunity to be at a neighbor's home who has three huge flowering mimosa trees. If you have not seen one before or are not sure what it is, please look it up on the internet. They're beautiful. They have clusters of stamens that are hot pink and very, very thin, hundreds of them in just one flower cluster. And they're like silk filaments. They're so beautiful. And the smell is like very, like a gardenia, a fruit, very mild. And it has such a soothing fragrance that everyone who was smelling the flowers as the tree was blooming, we were sharing them, couldn't stop smelling them. Just such an attractive fragrance. And the olfactory nerve goes right to the brain. That's why all these chemicals with all their smells are so dangerous. They go into the brain. But all of that is very different if you use the smells of nature. Then the brain can actually become calm. This mimosa tree has the ability, can make a tea from it, to actually calm the mind. And the fragrance itself is very calming. So I was looking at the flower in the sunlight, and on the very tip of each of these little hot pink silk threads, stamens, was a tiny golden dot. I was just astounded thinking of the beauty of this creation and how this grew from a seed with all the information in that tiny seed by the arrangement of God, of Krishna, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Extraordinary. Have we not lost our sense of wonder? How have we allowed ourselves to be boxed in by news that just feeds us the same information from morning till night, very small amount of this expansive planet that we live on, to just brainwash us into a certain way of seeing the world, seeing ourselves, living our lives? It's so important we get back in touch with nature. It's so important that we bring the natural world into our lives every chance that we get. And then I had an opportunity, another neighbor had a beautiful magnolia tree, and I picked one to bring in to put on my altar. It's a great joy to offer the beautiful gifts that God has given back to him. So I have an altar, and there's this gorgeous magnolia. And I noticed in the very center, there's a hot pink band just before the center of the flower comes up. And the flower is unfolding with huge white leaves, like a land lotus flower, and just spreading this intoxicating fragrance through the whole house. Now, contrast this, sadly, a picture that was sent to me of experiments that scientists are doing with animals to put in this one the head of one animal. This was a monkey on another animal. It was obvious what they had done. This is not a Photoshop. They did this, and they're doing so many other things that are similar. What is the purpose of perverting what God has given us, perverting natural law? The only purpose is that we think we can control. If we dissect enough, if we figure out enough, we will put ourselves in the position of God. But obviously it's not working. And even these scientists who think that they're so incredible because they've created something in a petri dish, where did the raw elements come from? And if there's a big bang, where do those elements come from? They come from God. And so even if you are creating a technology with a warped mind because you no longer believe in God and you want to set yourself up as supreme, Still, where are the raw elements coming from? You didn't create them. And the food you eat, can it be made in a factory? It cannot. So this is why the ancient Vedic literatures given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, through his painstaking translations from Sanskrit to English with the original Sanskrit, word for word translations, which you can look up. These books are available for all of you on the website, purelyprabhupada.com. They are actually giving histories of this planet, of this universe, of how people lived millions of years ago. They're telling us there were dinosaurs. They're building giant museums where, not museums, but places that you can go to view dinosaurs that they say are our origins. Srila Prabhupada said they're not our origins. Our origins were poets. Our origins were great saintly personalities who lived millions of years ago. They have never found that connection that connects all of the species of life. They've never found it because it doesn't exist. The other point is, if you have this idea that there is a progression and one species turns into another, why is the original species still here? Monkeys are still here. So what you're really saying is that a typewriter can turn into a telephone, and all of the stages along the way from typewriter to telephone will be a usable piece of equipment. We don't see that in nature. Why are we accepting lies as truth? Why? At what point are we going to start hearing from those who are true authorities, knowledge that is time-tested, proven over millions of years, that is available for all of us? So when Srila Prabhupada came to this country specifically, it was to give us this ancient wisdom. We are in so much anxiety right now. We are terrified. What is going to happen to our planet? What's going to happen to us? Number one, in the Vedic literatures, it describes when there are universal or planetary dissolutions. Be consoled, now is not one of those times. Nor is it one of the times where this planet is going to be taken over by the evil forces which have prevailed for a long time. To uplift your hearts, in the ancient Vedic literatures, there is a time calendar. And right now, there is a rare opening, an opportunity for a turnaround in this age we're living called the Age of Kali, the age of violence, hypocrisy, and quarrel. A golden age is coming, a return to God consciousness, a return to the earth, a return to sanity, a return to proper human civilization, not animal civilization that glorifies eating, sleeping, and mating, and fighting, as if that was everything. So please be encouraged in your hearts. Please take advantage of these books. We will be offering more and more podcasts, more and more opportunities to begin to see what's going on the planet at this time in a different way, and to give you a place you can go to begin educating yourself with higher truths, and be able to look at the untruths that we've been surrounded with for so long and put them aside and be able to see what really is reality from the higher perspective of those who are self-realized saintly persons. Thank you so much for listening. We encourage each and every one of you on your path of exploration, and we are happy to answer your questions. You are welcome to write them in. Thank you so much for listening. Hare Krishna.